Maverick Early Readers. Delivery Dave by Jenny Jinks, illustrated by Jenny Palmer. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Dave was a slow sloth. All sloths are slow, but not as slow as Dave. Being so slow would be a problem for anyone. But it was a big problem for Dave, because he was the jungle postman. Dave was always late. Once he had delivered the invitations to his own party, but by the time he had finished, the party was over. Dave had missed his own birthday party. In fact, he had never been to a birthday party at all. "Where is my package?" Ellie asked, checking her watch. "It should really be here by now." But her parcel wasn't just late by a few minutes, or even a few hours. It was 2 whole days late.
"I'm here," said Dave, crawling slowly towards her. "And here's your parcel."
"Finally," said Ellie. "Thank you." But when Ellie opened the package, it wasn't the one she had been expecting.
"I ordered this so long ago, I had forgotten all about it," she said.
"Sorry,"
said Dave sadly. But Ellie wasn't angry. It was a nice surprise, even if it was late.
"We have to find a way to help Dave," said Annie.
She had just opened a cake from her auntie. It took Dave so long to deliver the cake that it was now all mouldy.
"But how can we make him go faster?" Ellie said. "He's just so slow."
"I have an idea," Annie said. She rushed home to get something.
"I don't like this," Dave cried.
He was bumping along on roller skates.
"It's fun," said Annie, skating smoothly past him. "And look how much faster you're going."
But Dave couldn't look. He had his eyes squeezed shut. Then, smash, crash, bump. Dave lost control and crashed into a tree. He wasn't used to going so fast.
"This isn't working," said Annie. "We need another idea."
"What about airmail?" squawked Polly. "If Dave goes above the trees, then he won't bump into them."
Everybody thought this was a very good idea.
"I think you're forgetting something," said Dave. "Sloths can't fly."
"I've got an idea," said Polly.
She rushed home to get something. Polly came back with 2 huge, colourful wings, made from feathers and leaves. They strapped them to Dave's arms.
"Now flap," said Polly.
Dave flapped, but nothing happened. He tried again, but his feet stayed firmly on the ground.
"Maybe he needs to be higher up," Ellie suggested.
Dave climbed to the top of the tallest tree, and then he jumped. Dave began to fall.
"Flap harder," Polly shouted.
Dave flapped as hard as he could,
but he kept falling down, down, down. "Watch out!" cried Ellie. But then a strong gust of wind caught Dave's wings. He began to go up and up and up.
"I'm doing it!"
said Dave. But he quickly lost control.
"Help!"
Dave shouted. But the wind had already carried him far away. When they found Dave, he was battered and sore.
"I give up,"
said Dave.
"I will always be slow. Maybe I shouldn't be a postman."
"Don't give up," said Ellie. "I have one more idea."
Ellie chopped and sawed. She hammered and welded. Finally, she was finished.
"Ta-da!"
said Ellie.
"What is it?"
Dave asked.
"It's a jetpack," said Ellie. "Now you can fly, but you can control it."
Dave wasn't sure, but he tried it on. He pressed a button.
"Whoosh! This is fun," said Dave as he zoomed through the sky.
He could go forwards and backwards and even do a loop-the-loop. Dave loved zooming around the forest on his new jetpack.
"Special delivery,"
Dave said, posting a letter into Ellie's letterbox.
"Lots for you today,"
he said, posting some letters into Polly's nest.
Smells delicious,"
Dave said, carefully delivering a fresh chocolate cake to Annie. Dave checked his watch. That was his quickest delivery yet. This jetpack made sure that the post was always delivered on time. But when Dave checked his bag, there was still one letter left at the bottom.
"Oh no,"
thought Dave. Who had he missed? He pulled the envelope out and looked at the address. It was for him. Dave had never delivered a letter to himself before. He opened his letter. It said, "Dear Dave, please join us for a very special party. When? Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Where? The Waterhole. From?" Dave checked the letter twice, but it didn't say who it was from or what the party was for. Dave was very excited. He had a party invitation, and this time he wouldn't be late. On Wednesday, Dave got dressed up in his best party clothes. He made sure to get ready extra early, just in case. He waited nervously for 2 o'clock, but then he began to worry. He had never been to a party before. What if he did something wrong? What if he didn't like it? Dave was so worried he nearly decided not to go. But he couldn't miss his very first party. So he put on his jetpack and zoomed off to the waterhole. But when he got there, it was empty.
"I've missed it," Dave said sadly. "That invitation was probably old."
He was just turning to head back home when,
surprise!
All his friends jumped out with party hats and streamers and a huge chocolate cake.
"A party?" said Dave. "For me?"
"Yes," said Polly. "For the best postman in the forest. Hip, hip, hooray!"
They all cheered. The end.